Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Buzz around artificial intelligence is seemingly everywhere. Is your portfolio keeping up? Consider the GlobalX Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF, ticker AIQ, which invests in dozens of stocks at the leading edge of this disruption. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Technology companies can be affected by rapid product obsolescence and intense industry competition. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the full or summary prospectus at globalxetfs.com. Read carefully. Distributed by SEI Investments Distribution Co.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. Got a few quick notes, and then right into this week's episode. First things first, we are coming back for Season 2. Expect us around mid-February. Now, at the beginning of November, I will be taking a much-needed break, so I'll be off social media and off our Patreon for just a little bit, just a week or two to recoup and recover, and then we're going to come back strong, delivering weekly Patreon episodes every week, and I'm going to see about delivering a bi-weekly kind of short episode. I'd like to hit a lot of the smaller SCPs that we weren't able to do this season. Think things like SCP-173 or maybe other cool SCPs like the X-Ray Specs. You know, any story that wasn't quite substantial enough to be a full-length episode. So stay tuned to this feed. Even though we're going on break, I am planning on still uploading some stuff just to help tide you guys over. And if you are interested in getting some more fleshed-out episodes while we're on break, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. That is where every week you'll be getting those good, juicy bonus episodes. We've been a little behind because I've been swamped with a bunch of audio projects. So we're quickly catching up on all of those, and you can expect a bunch of our backlog going up and a bunch of new ones. So stay tuned. I'm really, really excited. And second, if you've been trying to solve the codes at the end of the show, we do have a Discord, and there is a dedicated channel just for you code breakers. So if you need a little additional help, there is a link to our Discord in the description below. And most importantly, I want to give a big shout out to this week's patrons. That means you, Ashley Blanche, Saryuko, SV, Typical Loser 76, and Hawk Furs. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world to me, and I appreciate it. All right, guys, it is my wonderful girlfriend's birthday, Sid Malter. You heard her voice in last week's episode, actually, so we're going to go celebrate. I hope you guys have an incredible week and enjoy this episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-1173. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. Knowledge of the existence of the IDAS is to be promulgated into as many databases and reputable sources at earliest convenience. The spread of information is to include online and print sources.
containment of SCP-1173 will be considered complete when information regarding the IDAS is present in as many scholarly databases, media outlets, and literature as is possible. Active attempts to contain SCP-1173 are suspended at this time. Please consult addendum SCP-1173-A for details. 3 D-Class personnel infected with SCP-1173 are to be kept at Site 26 for limited testing purposes. Any unauthorized use of operative phrase for SCP-1173 treatment outside of testing protocols is to result in termination and replacement. While the current need to contain SCP-1173 is still considered a vital one, under no circumstance are Foundation personnel to directly engage in hostile action against individuals attempting to spread SCP-1173. Efforts to contain SCP-1173 should focus on discovering the nature of SCP-1173 and researching methods of eliminating SCP-1173, regardless of whatever actions may be required to accomplish this. However, all Foundation units are to refrain from attacking one another for any reason, including as a part of an attempt to contain SCP-1173. Document SCP-1173-1 is to be deleted at earliest opportunity and all affected personnel treated. As per Protocol 1173 Omicron, until such a time as the nature of SCP-1173 can be more definitively determined and antimimetic measures can be carried out, direct conflict between affected personnel and standard Foundation personnel is to be avoided. Discussion of SCP-1173 in an unofficial capacity is strictly forbidden to avoid interpersonal conflict among Foundation personnel. Description: SCP-1173 is a mimetic phenomenon associated with the political body known as the Islamic Republic of Eastern Samothraki, or IDAS. Currently, it's the recognized government of the area traditionally known as Eastern Samothraki and associated island territories. The Greek-speaking nation, centered on a small mainland enclave on the Anatolian Peninsula and a series of islands in the northeastern Aegean Sea, is a resource-poor region previously known for its valuable port cities. The majority population practices Sunni Islam, with a limited number of Shia practitioners and a small group of Syriac Orthodox Christians, though the latter group has largely left the country due to religious conflict in the area. The nation is largely known for the semi-constant warfare taking place within its borders, typically centered around religious, ethnic, or political differences. SCP-1173 has the effect of completely erasing all awareness and existence of the IDAS from the memory or perception of infected individuals. Infected individuals will not recall the existence of Eastern Samothraki as a region, or the IDAS as a government, or of the persistent conflict and privation of the country's populace as newsworthy pieces of information. The persistent spread of SCP-1173 throughout the human population has helped to minimize awareness of the country's difficulties, and therefore reduce the amount of assistance to its people received, increasing suffering throughout the region. The initial vector for infection is unknown. However, SCP-1173 can be countered through use of an operant sentence spoken aloud in the presence of infected individuals by an uninfected individual. Through research, the operant sentence has been determined to be, "You hear about that thing down in Samothraki?" Individuals that have heard the sentence frequently express minor interest in the ensuing conversation, which invariably leads to a greater degree of interest in Samothrakian affairs and appears to permit individuals to retain awareness and knowledge of the IDAS. This will rapidly lead to the restoration of an individual's memory of the country's present situation and classic contributions to Western culture. An individual able to retain such memories is considered cured of SCP-1173. While most individuals infected with SCP-1173 are able to live otherwise normal lives, recent research has suggested secondary effect from SCP-1173 infection. This effect has been observed specifically with individuals coming into close proximity with Syriac Christian refugees from Samothraki that have settled in the United States. At least 20,000 Syriac families have done so over the last 15 years. In at least 21 separate instances, individuals with no commonalities other than SCP-1173 infection status have become extremely angry to the point of psychosis when in the presence of some Othrakian refugees, leading to acts of violence. Many of these acts were unaccompanied by any explanation for their behavior, and attackers frequently expressed remorse and confusion at their own actions afterwards. However, in 8 documented instances, attackers were noted to shout, "You can't be real," repeatedly and at great volume during the assault. Addendum 1173-A. After the discovery of SCP-1173, a survey of Foundation personnel revealed extensive SCP-1173 infection at all levels of the chain of command. Attempts to establish and execute containment procedures were complicated due to the efforts by other Foundation units to deliberately infect more individuals with SCP-1173. These conflicts devolved into sporadic armed fights between Foundation units before Protocol 1173 Omicron was put into place, banning all unofficial communication between personnel regarding 1173, and agreeing to maintain a contemporary equilibrium between infected and uninfected individuals, estimated as groups of approximately equal size. Addendum 1173-B.
If you're reading this, the computer has verified you to be uninfected through subtle tests of certain subconscious reactions you have had to keywords placed throughout this document. Congratulations, researcher. You've been drafted. God help you. A civil war between Foundation units was unthinkable, so we compromised. Infected and uninfected Foundation personnel agreed to leave one another alone. We weren't sure what caused SCP-1173, but observable trends showed the number of infected was declining as a result of our containment methods. A simple sentence spread by civilians would contain SCP-1173 for us. We felt time was on our side. But they cheated. The infected are all around us, every day. Friends, loved ones, parents, even children. They found a way to spread the infection to more Foundation personnel through a compound known as Class O Amnestic. They put in a request for it at Foundation Pharmacology, and there are frequently infected personnel there to receive the order. We sabotage the orders as often as possible, but they're still infecting the rest of us. You're now part of a resistance movement, whether you like it or not. History has placed the responsibility on your shoulders. You cannot be told who is on your side and who isn't, and you will never know in most cases. You will not be contacted at any other time regarding this subject, and you will never be able to prove that you received this message in the first place. Whenever possible, you are to isolate personnel, engage them in conversation, determine their level of awareness regarding the Islamic Republic of Eastern Samothrace. How you accomplish this is up to you. Determine their infection status, and recite the operative sentence as described in this document. The infected don't know that we've found out about them. With a concerted effort, we can eliminate the infection from the Foundation. This must be done. We cannot allow the last line in humanity's defense against the anomalous to suffer at the hands of an anomaly. This message approved by 05-4, 05-5, 05-7, 05-9, 05-11, and 05-12. This message not to be kept in official records. This message not to be copied or recorded.
SCP-1173, Islamic Republic of Eastern Samothrake, was written by Escobar. Our host is John Grills, and this week's episode was narrated by me, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our classified message was from Jason Smith. Our music is created by the incredible Tom Rory Parsons. I'm your sound designer and showrunner, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our producer is Tom Owen. This is a Bloody Disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
The Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network, home of creepy, disturbing, and terrifying creepypastas. SCP archives, weekly full cast storytelling, horror queers, genre commentary from an LGBTQ perspective, and the Boo Crew. Horror-centric interviews. Listen free wherever you stream audio and at bloodydisgusting.com/podcasts.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.